John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
One of my favorite things to say, Vinny Brand is on the phone. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, John, and let me tell you what's not nice, John. I don't mean to jump right in.
Okay, yeah, sure. Go right for it, Vin. I won't mention the fact that Chelsea Handler is going to be at the Stress Factory this week. I won't mention it at all.
You should definitely mention Chelsea Handler.
Will she leave her top on?
I'm hoping no.
Female Burt Kreischer.
I was thinking the same thing.
Are you the only man in America who hasn't seen her breasts?
I am, and I may be one of the only men in America that genuinely just doesn't care. I can't even say that with any more enthusiasm. I don't care. Let me get into something before we get into Chelsea Handler. So, Steve, first of all, John, you were very nice. You called me on Monday and said, hey, Tara said you want to come in. All very good. Vavilotti just calls me right now and goes, Vinny, what do you have going on in your life? I tell him everything that's going on. And then he has the balls to say anything funny. Let me tell you something, Vavilotti. Let me clear something up for you, okay?
Yeah.
Every day I read the paper, and the first thing I think is, holy Lord, there's nothing funny. And then I go about trying to make it funny. But we have not talked now since day 732 of lockdown.
Okay.
We built a circus tent in New Brunswick.
Okay.
All right? Now, when I mean circus tent, John, you got to go online and look at this thing. It's unbelievable. So I say to Vicky, I want to get an elephant and a little person and a bearded lady and march them up the street. And she said, you can't. All three of those things are illegal in 2020. I'm like, I can't believe this. So I said to Vicky, I go, Vicky, a little person, that's the right word.
Right.
She goes, yeah, but you can't make money off a little person. I'm like, yes, you can, Brad Williams. I said, that's what you said. Don't tell me I can't make money off a little person. Every time Brad Williams is in the club, I make a couple shekels, right? And if there's some Italian broad wants to come in, didn't shave her chin, let me make a few coins. John, this is so hard. It's trying to make a living in 2020. Like, I'm trying to watch professional baseball. It's less interesting than it used to be. I can't even imagine how anything isn't open at this point. You want it all open, don't you, John?
Oh, I do. I do. I want it open. I want it safely open, but I want it open.
Safely. That's the key, John. And what have they been focusing on? Football. If I hear one more time about how we have to have football, listen, the same political leaders that are telling you we need football, the same ones saying, oh, we're going to try and get football, are saying it's dangerous to have a chicken finger at the Stress Factory. How is that even possible? How could 12 men or 11 men get into a tight little group, hold hands, look at each other, okay, every 42 seconds, co-mingle with another 11 sweaty men, all right? Then one guy gets up and sticks his hand right over the other guy's fanny. Don't tell me that's less dangerous. Then I'll have a chicken finger and a house of salad. Oh, it's unbelievable. I can't take it anymore. I can't.
By the way, if you think he's wound up now, you want to see me really wind him up?
Yep.
It just takes three letters. Hey, Vinny, you take any trips to the DMV?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. John, let me tell you something. The DMV in New Jersey was closed for 4 months. And they, when they reopened, I was there day one, they didn't open on time. They opened an hour late. Do you know why? Because they couldn't get their employees into the building because they didn't know there would be a line forming early. But you know who did know that? Every other human being, and most of them were online, okay? So they opened an hour late, and because they're government, what time did they close? Right on time. Not a second longer did they work. They worked a seven-hour day. Lunch went on a schedule. Break went on a schedule. There was a woman. She came outside, and she started taking names. She's working for 15 minutes taking names. These people have been in line since 11:30 at night. It is now 9:22 in the morning. The woman has been working 15 minutes in a row. And the woman comes out and she goes, hey, Blanche, do you need a break? I thought they were going to hang her. I'm like, Blanche does not need a break. Blanche needs a pistol and a protector. It was awful. Awful.
How is your relationship with Governor Murphy now? Because if I recall correctly, you ticked him off. I think you were knucklehead number one.
I was for a while. I think I'm okay now because, listen, the job is hard. You're leading through a pandemic. I don't agree with everything you've done, but I don't disagree with everything you've done either. So I think we're okay, primarily because I stopped making videos about him. that poor gym owner in New Jersey and just kept opening up. It's interesting. I don't think anybody got coronavirus in his gym, and they shut him down permanently. That town took away his life. The guy's SOL, and our business is OOM, and we've been OOM since probably June 15th.
You got to explain that acronym.
Well, no, we need to know what OOM is.
Oh, out of money. Anyway. Now, John, two last things you should know.
Okay.
Number one, we're about 50 chickens will be laying their first egg any day.
Okay.
Any day now. We're going to go out there and see 50 eggs. I have a family of 8 fox, and they look so thirsty. I'm probably going to leave out some nice treats, antifreeze, for them overnight. That's terrible. Oh, my God. That'll get me in so much trouble with the animal lovers.
You get in trouble with the animal lovers. I'm the one who's going to have to get the calls.
I'm gonna get rid of all 5 of mine, and I think the way I'm going to do it, I'm going to bait them over to my neighbor's house. About 8 or 9 houses down away from me also have chickens. So I think I'm going to put raw chicken out one house every day further away until the fox relocate and then eat all his chickens. And
you're such a great neighbor.
Well, I can tell you, I don't like people competing with me in my egg business. Okay, so I'm very Machiavellian.
All right, so Vinny, Chelsea Handler at the Stress Factory tonight through Wednesday. What, you're off Monday, right? There's no show Monday night.
No show Monday night.
All right, but there's still tickets for Tuesday and Wednesday?
Still Tuesday, Wednesday, and I'm telling you. But this is one of those events you've got to go see because she's only doing this to warm up. She's taping an hour, and so she wants to warm up somewhere, and we got lucky. She wanted to do them all here, so you
got to
see it.
All right. Tickets are available through StressFactory.com. And then Sunday nights on, is it on YouTube or is it on your Facebook page?
It's on Facebook, Vinny Brand Comics,
right,
or Stress Factory. And it also does stream on YouTube at Vinny Brand.
It's the Vinny and Vicky live show on Sunday. Did you marry her because she had a V in her name?
No. But John, it's the Vicky and Vinny show. And she is already, by the way, a complete prima donna.
Oh, like, really?
Oh, listen to this. The other day we're working, we do the show ends. I'm like, okay, now we had to go. We did have to go. But it looked like such an Ellen moment. So the show gets wrapped up, and I look at the crew. I'm like, great job, guys. Vicky, stand up. Doesn't say anything to anybody. Puts her coat on and walks right out the door. I'm like, whoa! Oh, my God! I almost like, you little people, clean up this mess. And just walk out.
Oh. Vinny Brand, our guest, Chelsea Handler at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Tonight, no show Monday, but again, Tuesday and Wednesday. Vinny, it's always great to talk to you.
What are you doing with your bingo machine,
Vinny? What are you doing over there? What's that noise?
Oh, yeah, I'm counting the last of my money.
The John DeBella Show.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
I forget.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.